With our next guest, he is the athletic director at the University of Wyoming, Tom Berman, joining us here on the program. Tom, always a pleasure to have you on. How are things going today?
Crazy, but good. We're having lots of fun, and fortunately for us, we don't have the snow. It's cold, but light winds and no snow, and a lot of excitement here in Laramie.
Now, Dave had a question for you. I thought he was going to start off.
I asked him this in the tunnel the other night that, if the Cowboys end up playing BYU or getting that offer, will he have to resign or will he turn down the invitation? So,
as I explained to you in the tunnel, this is not a game I schedule. And we will be jacked up to play BYU in a bowl game. That would be awesome.
You would rather be playing...
After 8 years or 7 years or however many years it's been since they left the Mountain West, I should get over it and move on. But
No, I'm not over it. So, but you'd rather be playing in Las Vegas a few days before
we'd
that, would you?
We'd rather win the game and go to Vegas. Absolutely.
So okay,
that's our kids' goal.
And so let's get this out of the way, Tom. I mean, I know things aren't finalized until Sunday when all the rankings and everything like that are officially released. But can you divulge what you're kind of hearing? What kind of the prospects are for Wyoming bowl possibilities right now?
Yeah, I'll qualify it a little bit, saying that everything can change mm-hmm. in the last minute, just based on things that are beyond our control. At the end of the day, the bowl selection process is really made by ESPN and the conference office. And television carries a very heavy hammer, obviously, in these deals. But if we win, we will go to Vegas. At least that's what we're being told. If we lose, we will most likely go to San Diego. I would say that I qualify that if we played, which we're not going to, but if we played horrible like we did last week, I wouldn't be surprised if we were moved somewhere else and not playing BYU in the Poinsettia Bowl. Where somewhere else is, I don't know. Could be the Arizona Bowl. It could be Boise. But I think if we win, we're going to Vegas. We lose, we're going to San Diego.
Very good. Tom, you had a tweet out. You've been kind of keeping fans and folks up to date on what the ticket situation is. You had one out today, 3,800 tickets remaining, and, of course, with the student tickets as well. What's the gauge on how things, could play out attendance-wise tomorrow? Where are they sitting at right now?
Well, I would say this. I don't think our walk-up will be very large tomorrow. I think it'll be a small walk-up for us because people have bought in advance and they're preparing for this. I think we're going to have in the neighborhood, depending on student turnout, of 22 to 25, 26,000 if we have a phenomenal student turnout. And I think we're going to have a really good student turnout, and I think we'll have a marginal, at best, walk-up on sale tomorrow. It has slowed down. We still have plenty of seats available and some good seats, but we are trending for a really good crowd, a crowd like Air Force that we had this year, which would be awesome, and it would create a great atmosphere. And I can tell you the Mountain West is thrilled by the revenue this event is generating as compared to what San Diego State did last year. So we're proud of that.
I was going to ask you, what is the ticket request? How many tickets are allotted to San Diego State, and how many have they sold?
Well, I, to be honest with you, they didn't use their total allotment, and I think they have a couple hundred, maybe 200, 250 tickets sold. And I'll be honest with you, I think some of those are Wyoming people who just went through their ticket
office. So it'll be a decidedly home field advantage.
It'll be a Wyoming game and a Wyoming feel, and hopefully it's just as exciting as last time and with the same outcome.
Tom, I'm curious because, when we were discussing this and discussing what a ticket price might be for this game, numbers were bandied around and everything like that. And I got to be honest, I thought it would be a lot pricier game than what it was. How did that determining factor come up to get to the ticket prices where they were? Because I think it's a great buy for this game.
It's a steal. To some extent, it's up to the host institution. If you came in with really low prices, the Mountain West Conference would come back to you and say, no, you got to move those up. Our ticket prices are in line with what San Diego State did last year. What we really wanted to provide free tickets to our students, We weren't sure they were going to approve that, but they did, and that I think that'll add to the atmosphere of this game because, you know, students are used to coming for free. When they got to actually go to the union and buy a ticket or come to the ticket office and buy a ticket, it's not so much the amount, it's the process, and they don't like that. So it's a decision made by the host institution in the Mountain West Conference, and we were thrilled that they accepted our recommendations.
I would just say this, I guess, Tom, that that's probably because, I think it's nice of them to do that, but I think it's probably because this game is, you know, this game is on the big ESPN, and it's prime time in the East, and I'm thinking maybe the Mountain West office just wants to have a really good crowd in the stands to showcase that there's a lot of fan interest in the Mountain West Conference. And be frank, they haven't been able to do that, like, you know, unless it's been at Boise or someplace else on the championship game.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt they want a atmosphere that looks like big time college football, and that's what I think we're going to provide to them tomorrow, and that's been our goal all along. And but that's, you're exactly right. They want that. You know, I will say the years this championship has been managed by the Mountain West, the Fresno State Championship with Derek Carr, that blew everything out of the water. They generated north of near $900,000 in revenue. Nobody is going to touch that. Probably Boise State did 600 some thousand. I think we're going to be in that range of 600,000 in ticket revenue. But San Diego State did like 240,000 last year. So we are in a really good position, and the conference will be very pleased. And that's an example of why it's important. Wyoming's a good partner in the Mountain West Conference, a good member in the league. When we get a chance to host things, or when we go to postseason, we deliver people, and that's important.
Tom, one of our listeners texted in, and it's about the parking situation. I figured we're going to have you on so you can explain it better than we could probably one.
That's one that I wish we could have a do-over on. The conference, go ahead and ask me a question.
Yeah.
And I'll try to answer to the best of my ability.
So this is the text. The texter says, I know, talking to us, you've talked parking for Saturday's game ad nauseum, but it says, I'm still not sure. Does the required parking pass apply to all campus parking lots, such as the student union?
Boy, that's a question I don't know the answer to. So someone wants to park in the student union to come to our game, but they bought a parking pass through our ticket office.
That's what it sounds like it's saying. Does the required parking pass apply to all campus parking lots, such as the student union? That's all the text says.
Let me tell you what I do know. If you bought a ticket and you bought a parking pass, whether it be, it'll say stadium lots, stadium preferred, Summit View, baseball, whatever it says on it, that's where you go to that lot first. If it's full, they'll redirect you somewhere else. There will be spots for everybody. We did not sell more spots than we have spots available. So parking will be available. You may not be in the spot you want to be or the lot you want to be, but with respect to parking over in the union, they don't ticket on Saturdays. So if you have if you park without a UW parking pass, like an A-lot pass, no one's going to ticket you if you want to walk from there.
Okay. What were you going to say regarding parking if you had a do-over?
Well, we got the basketball game. Okay, so we got people that are going to come and use their basketball parking pass, and then you got football parking passes that the conference mandated that we sell parking because they need that revenue. It's a little bit complicated. Bottom line is this. If you have a parking pass that you purchase through us, it'll work for basketball. Doesn't matter if you have a basketball pass or not. If you have a basketball parking pass, you can use it on Saturday. But that's where it gets complicated. And I'm going to be honest with you, I hope we manage it well because it is confusing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the release we got said that all the parking was going to be closed all day. So I assume that meant you had to have a conference parking pass to get in for the basketball game. But obviously,
you got to have both. If you have a parking pass for basketball, it says Summit View, and you have a pass, you can get access in there. Does that make sense?
Okay. So you got to have
purchased one to get access.
Okay, so all of the parking at all the stadium or all the athletic department lots is closed for the whole day. If you've got a Summit View for basketball, men's basketball,
and they pass.
So you have to have both of them.
And then they'll move you somewhere else, yep.
Okay.
Yep. You don't have to have both. You got to have at least the football pass.
Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So it's far too complicated. we've added to the drama of this by we should have just said we're going to Northern Iowa. Hell with it.
You know, I'm sure
Alan Edwards would have loved that.
Yeah, I didn't have a headache till we started this, but it's beginning to come on pretty fast. So.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I guess my final point on parking is, this sounds crazy because it is going to be cold, but if you can get here early and stay in your car, if you're not coming to the basketball game, I would advise, if you really need a good spot, get here early, stay in your car, and then enter the game as close to 5:45 as you can. Obviously, there's going to be lines because everybody's going to try to walk into War Memorial Stadium at 5:45. But what I don't want people to do is come be panicked about parking, get over here early, and go sit in the stands an hour early because it's going to be hard. And the wind is going to blow until about the forecast right now. The wind is going to blow in Laramie till about 5:30 or 6 o'clock. So
okay.
If you're sitting out there at 5:30, I mean, man, whew, good luck.
Okay, and the tailgate park, the indoor practice facility, that kind of stuff, will open immediately after the end of the basketball game, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And I think that'll be a good place for people to go. It'll get crowded. If it's too crowded, obviously you can go sit in your car for a little while.
Or brave the elements. You know, that's what long underwear and all that stuff's for, right?
Yep. I was out today. We had a meeting out on the field to talk about post-game stuff, and I was outside for about 45 minutes without all that stuff. And I was a bit chilled, but if I'd have had my Carhartts and my long underwear, I'd have been fine.
All right, now I got one other question for you, okay? I know that the athletic director at Wyoming gets an inordinate amount of, you get ragged on a whole lot, okay, over there in your job.
Yep.
Are you getting an equal number of, you know, thank yous and attaboys for hiring Craig Bull now as you normally get when maybe your football coach isn't doing as well?
Yes, I appreciate it. It's been a good run, and I've always had faith in Coach Bull. I can't tell you that I knew we'd be playing in the Mountain West Conference Championship game start of the season, but I'm thrilled that we are, and as I've said to everybody, you don't get these chances very often in your life, and as a competitor, we might have better football teams in the future that don't play in a championship game. We've got to capitalize on this.
Definitely. So now, have you met the ESPN broadcast crew, Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, and
I it sounds like they're spending a lot of time over in Cheyenne. I've been following some Twitter. It looks like they were over there riding horseback and eating steaks, and so I think they're staying over in Cheyenne.
Maybe they're listening to us right now.
Oh, yeah. And maybe they've learned how to spell Laramie.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, Steve Levy had that off a little bit.
Laramie, Tom. I didn't know if you knew that. It's Laramie. Hey, Tom, we appreciate you taking some time out on this busy day for you, and we look forward to a big day tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Thanks for all your promotion. It's going to be an awesome day for Wyoming, and don't forget the basketball game. What great opportunity for the Cowboys, but also basketball fans around the region should come watch this game because I think it'll be a great one.
Tom, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
See you, Tom.
Bye.